Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Chief Game Warden Bob Timian. Today we're going to talk about some of the more common hunting violations that occur in the fall. Bob, what is the number one hunting violation?
Well, probably the number one is people just don't have their license with them or don't purchase one.
With technology nowadays, you can have it downloaded on your phone.
You can either have it in the old-fashioned paper version, which you can print out, or you can have an electronic copy. That either one is fine.
Okay, another common violation is a loaded firearm in a vehicle.
Yes, that's probably not as common as it used to be, but it's still up there. Well, one of the violations that is a little too common, but does create issues, is littering. Just simply, you're sitting on the approach having lunch and you forget to pick up your pop cans or your sandwich wrappers. The local people who live out there, that upsets them. They like, what I would tell hunters is just, when you're in the field, have a good time, but pick up after yourself. Don't leave litter out there. That does nothing for the landowner-sportsman relations. Nothing good, anyway.
And how many shells can you have legally in your gun?
Your gun cannot, in any case, if you're hunting with a shotgun, other than some spring seasons, in general, it's 3 shells in the gun.
Bob, what is party hunting? It's not allowed in North Dakota.
Yeah. Well, in general, that refers to when people are out hunting and they think they have a combined limit. Limits are individual in North Dakota, so if the limit's 3 a day, that's 3 for you. It's not 6 for us together. And so you're by law, you can only shoot 3 roosters, and I can shoot 3 roosters. It's not I can shoot 5 and you shoot 1. Just like in deer, when you have a deer tag, your tag is your license to shoot a deer, not somebody else's.
How about keeping identification on your birds when transporting?
This fall, like when you're hunting waterfowl or upland game like pheasants or grouse, you're required to leave a certain amount of identification attached to each bird you harvest until you get it out of the field. And that means back home. So like with a pheasant, it's usually a head or a leg. Waterfowl can be a fully feathered wing or a head, but you're required, and that is so that they can be identified in the field as, like with pheasants, that it is a rooster, it is a pheasant, it is a rooster. With ducks, you can identify species and sex, because those are how we establish the limits.
Let's move into some of the rules and regs on our wildlife management areas, Bob. A lot of people are putting up deer stands, trail cams, ground blinds. What are the rules on that?
Anything you put on our wildlife management areas has to carry some identification of whose it is, whether it's your name, or you can get an identification number from the department. You can go online and it will give you an identification number if you don't want to put your name on. But it has to be identified. And then also certain pieces of equipment that you're doing, like deer stands, have specific dates when you have to have them off of our WMA.
Those same rules and regs apply on our plots land around the state.
Yeah. Well, plots is a very popular program, which most people understand and know is where we enter in an agreement with private landowners to allow walking public access for hunting on their land. It's very, very, like I said, it's very, very popular, but there are some restrictions. When we enter into that agreement, it's only for walking access. It's not for anything else for hunting. So if you want to leave something on there, like say you want to put a blind up and leave it for several days, you have to go to the property owner and ask his permission for that. You just can't assume you can do that, because the only real thing he authorized us to do is for hunters to go out there and walk around, day use only, essentially.
Okay, let's move into deer hunting, Bob. What's the number one violation for deer hunting?
One of them is tagging violations. People fail to tag at all or fail to tag immediately. Before you start doing the field dressing or moving the deer, the first thing you should do, for both legal and practical reasons, is put your tag on it. The practical reason is that You know, that tag has an adhesive backing, and if you get hair and blood on it, it doesn't stick very well. So if you do it right away, before you get into that, it's much easier to put the tag on. You can ensure it sticks well. And then also, you know, in the field dressing and moving and the picture taking, and if you didn't put the tag on right away, there's a possibility you're going to throw it in the back of the truck and forget to put the tag on, which is not a good thing. So it's just get in the habit of when you first come up that deer, you know, first thing you should do is put the tag on it.
What are some of the other more common violations with deer hunting?
Sometimes failure to carry your license. That's also occurs in deer season. We get some off-trail violations every year because in deer hunting, you're not allowed to drive off-trail to pursue deer or to hunt deer, with one exception, and that is you can drive off an established trail to retrieve your deer once you've reduced it to possession. And you can then return to that trail. However, property managers or owners can restrict that. Like a private property owner can say, I don't want you driving on my place. He has the authority to do that. On some of our WMAs, National Grasslands, the Forest Service has their restrictions on driving off trail. So it can be more restricted than that based on the individual owner or manager of the property.
Deer season's less than a month away, Bob. If you haven't received your deer tag in the mail, what's the reason?
Well, Mike, there could be a couple of reasons. Primarily, the first thing I would do is, and we have tried to notify people, is have you purchased your general game and habitats license? Because by law, we cannot give you any other license until you have that one first. So that would be the first thing I would check. Have you bought that? If you have purchased it, then it's possible it may have been lost in the mail. That doesn't happen very often, but it does occur. Or it could be some other reason. And then you need to contact the department and we'll go through the process with you to verify what has happened. And in most cases, you can get a replacement or duplicate tag. But like I said, the first thing I would check is, have you purchased that general game and habitat? Because if you have not, go online, purchase it, and your license will be released and sent to you.
Okay, if you see a violation in the field, what can you do?
Well, if you see a violation, most people carry cell phones anymore. First thing to do is call in. Our warden numbers are readily available. All of them have cell phones. You can call the state radio number and to report a violation, and they'll get a hold of the closest active game warden and give him that. And then once you call in, the warden will more than likely ask you some questions, like what is the violation you think you see, maybe if you can give him some identification. A great one is a vehicle license plate number. He will give you an idea of when he's able to respond to the area. You know, he might be over the next hill or he might be 50 miles away. But the most important thing is call immediately. The sooner you call, the better chances we can resolve the situation.
And with the Report All Poachers program, you can remain anonymous too.
That's true.
Bob, there's a lot of hunting ethics and obviously hunting safety.
Yeah, the biggest thing when you're out hunting is to have a good time, follow the rules, but above all, be safe. And by being safe, I mean the biggest thing is know where when you're hunting with other people or you're hunting around where other people are hunting, is to know where people are at, know where you're shooting. Take that extra little time. Most of the hunting accidents that have occurred in the field occur because the people involved lost track of each other or weren't paying attention.
Okay, how about if you pull up to a muddy field or muddy section line? What should a person do?
Yeah, every fall we encounter different you know, weather situations. Right now, this fall so far, we're fairly wet. We're getting rains in the forecast again. I mean, some falls it's extremely dry. But in either case, like now when it's wet, be aware of that. You know, if you're on a regular farm road and it looks really wet and muddy, you know, you're not going to make a lot of friends by going down there and just tearing it up with your four-wheel drive or driving out in a field and rutting it all up. You know, I mean, that doesn't create good landowner relations.
So just use some common sense.
Yeah, just use common sense. I understand that sometimes you get in a situation where, you know, it can't be helped. But if you have a choice, choose not to. We like people out in the field. We like to see you have a good time hunting in the fall. And the best way that you can ensure having a good hunt in the field is you need to be aware of the rules, use common sense, and be safe.
A lot of good information, Bob. Thank you. If you were lucky enough to draw a deer tag this year and you haven't received your tag in the mail, deer hunters are reminded of a state law that requires hunters to purchase a general game and habitat license before receiving their deer tag. The North Dakota Game and Fish will only mail deer tags after the general game and habitat license is purchased. You can purchase the general game and habitat license by going to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Chief Game Warden Bob Timian and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.